Vincent Robert Capodanno was born on February 13, 1929, in Staten Island, New York, the 10th child of Italian immigrants Vincent Robert Capodanno Sr. and Rachel Capodanno. Through the example of his parents, Vincent Jr. experienced the dignity of hard work, pride of family, strength of ethnic solidarity, and most especially, love of their Catholic faith. The American involvement in World War II impacted Vincent personally, with three of his brothers serving in the military, and fostered in him a profound patriotism and overt faith. Often before classes at Curtis High School, Vincent attended daily mass at his home parish, a practice he continued after graduation and during his undergraduate years at Fordham University. While on a spiritual retreat in 1949, he confided to a close friend and fellow student his vocational desire. In 1949, he entered the Mary Knoll Missionary Seminary in Ossining, New York, which included extensive studies in Illinois and Massachusetts. After 9 years of intensive preparation in theology, academics, and basic survival tactics to fulfill the order's mission to go and teach all nations, Capodanno completed his seminary training and was ordained in 1958 by Francis Cardinal Spellman, the Archbishop of New York. Now, Father Capodanno's first assignment as a missionary was in 1959 with the Hakka people in the mountains of Taiwan. After arriving on the island, he immediately began studying the difficult language while serving that community. Father Capodanno administered the sacraments, taught native catechists, and distributed food and medicine. Although he struggled while trying to fully understand the language, he developed a subsequent ability to attentively listen in responding to his parishioners. In the fall of 1960, he became the director of a youth hostel for young Chinese men preparing for the National College Entrance Exam. Besides overseeing the scholastic training, Father Capodanno was responsible for their spiritual and emotional needs, a significant challenge as the intense competition for the college acceptance promoted depression and temptation of suicide. After 6 years, he returned to the United States for leave, and then was assigned to a Mary Knoll school in Hong Kong. Shortly after, he volunteered to join the Navy Chaplain Corps, intending to serve the increasing number of Marine troops in Vietnam. Eventually, Mary Knoll granted this request, and after finishing officer candidate school during Holy Week of 1966, Father Capodanno reported to the 7th Marines in Vietnam. As the chaplain for the battalion, his immediate focus was the young enlisted troops, or grunts. Father Capodanno was more than a priest. He was transferred to a medical unit ministering within the horrific arena of war. He became a constant companion to the Marines, living, eating, and sleeping in the same conditions of the men. He established libraries, gathered and distributed gifts, and organized outreach programs for the local villages. He spent hours reassuring the weary and delusional, consoling the grieving, hearing confessions, instructing converts, and distributing St. Christopher medals. Such work energized him, and he requested an extension to remain with the Marines. It was during his second tour on September 4, 1967, with the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, that Father Vincent Capodanno made the ultimate sacrifice. After hours of heavy fighting from a North Vietnamese ambush, when Father Capodanno heard that two platoons from his battalion were taking casualties and were about to be overrun by the enemy, the unarmed chaplain went among the wounded and dying Marines, helping and comforting them and giving last rites. Others tried to stop him, but he only said, "I need to be where my Marines need me most." Father Capodanno himself, seriously injured, sighted and ran to the assistance of a wounded corpsman and the Marine he was assisting, who were pinned down by an enemy machine gunner, where he administered medical and spiritual attention. Father Capodanno placed his hands on the injured Marine and told him, "Stay calm, Marine. God is with us today. You are going to be all right." Despite being unarmed, the enemy opened fire, and Father Capodanno, the victim of 27 bullet wounds, died faithfully performing his final act as a good and faithful servant of God. His body was later recovered and buried in his family's plot in St. Peter's Cemetery in Staten Island. Since his death in 1967, people wishing to honor his memory have chosen specific and eloquent ways to honor the holiness that this man of God radiated in his lifetime and afterward. Even though gone, he is still fresh in the mind of veteran Raymond Harton, the soldier that Father Capodanno saved that fateful day.
I feel that if there ever was a saint or going to be a saint, that he would qualify to be one.
Father Capodanno served as a missionary and then a Navy chaplain. Harton had a personal encounter with the priest on September 4th, 1967. That's when Harton was hit by a sniper shot. He prayed. When his eyes opened, he saw Father Capodanno.
When he touched me, when I thought I was dying, was a calmness that come over me that I've never felt before or since. He said, "Stay calm, Rennie. Someone will be here to help us soon. And God is with all here today."
Then,
Father Capodanno was declared a servant of God on Memorial Day, May the 21st, 2005. He was awarded the Medal of Honor, which is the United States government's highest and most prestigious military decoration, awarded to recognize American military personnel who have distinguished themselves by acts of valor. Servant of God, Father Vincent Capodanno, pray for us.